delighted to be here. Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being that's most appropriate for you. We're looking forward to a great show. So here we go.
Hello, dear ones. This is Melchizedek. Happy to be with you today.
Melchizedek, thank you so much for being here. I am curious as to what caused you to choose to be here today. We're delighted about it. And if you have a message starting out for our callers and listeners.
I have come to encourage everybody to gather up their strength and stay the course. That's one of my messages. The other is, don't give up on your dreams, ever.
All right. Boy, I'm for those. Okay. Yes. And with the stuff we have to deal with in 3D, sometimes people are very tempted to give up on their dreams, and some unfortunately do, but that's not a really good choice. Okay, so I will start with questions until we get a caller. Okay, Thomas, welcome.
Well, thank you. I have a much clearer connection this week since I'm no longer in Davis, but in Lafayette, California. My question is a personal one. I'd like to get some insight into where specifically in the Mount Shasta area that I should be looking. I've been encouraged to look at Shasta Forest. But I will be staying the end of this month at beginning to stay at Lake Shastina for a period of time while I look for a place. And I was wondering whether it's so beautiful there, whether that might not be a place that I should look for. Thank you.
Dear one, your grasp of the obvious is refreshing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. The latter, it sounds like.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. In most terms welcome. Of, I'm sorry?
Most welcome.
And, yes. where I'm going to be living, I'm sensing a little unease with my future landlady, as much as I appreciate and honor her, respect her, but there's another side that I'm nervous about. Could you give me some insight on that? Is my nervousness correct and that I just need to be more alert?
Not only do you need to be more alert, you need to see this relationship working for the highest good.
Okay. Would you like to be a little more specific, please?
See the relationship with her working for her highest good, your highest good.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. All right. Also, I made the acquaintance, reacquaintance with a couple, particularly the husband, who live in Davis, but also have a place up in the Mount Shasta area. And he showed a picture to me of a what looks like in a door on Mount in a excuse me, in a rock in Mount Shasta. I was wondering if that is not a portal, and what the significance of that is for me.
First of all, yes, it is a portal. And the significance is that it is a portal that you can use.
Ah, wow. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Good.
And, for some reason I don't need to ask more about that, that it will come to me when I approach it.
It certainly will.
Okay. Is there anything that else you would recommend in terms of just my being aware of my search for a place to live? Just anything that specifically that I understand you've already indicated what supported my preference. But just more specifically,
I certainly
anything
have.
Or just, okay.
I certainly have, and I suggest that you change how you look at this quote-unquote place to live. It really, I suggest to you, is a place from which to shine your light.
Would you be more specific, please?
More specific. A place from which you can and will shine your light.
Okay. Okay. I have a feeling I'll have more to say about that a little later on, once I find the place.
You will.
All right. I know we've talked about my oldest daughter, and I am concerned about her. I did wish her a happy birthday the other day. I just have thought often about how to assist her. But I've gotten to that, just to let her be, and she will make her own way, and that may be towards me or may not, and not to worry one way or the other. I seem to have my own answers, don't I?
Often you do, my dear one. And I suggest that you see her as being perfectly capable. This will assist her no end.
Thank you. Done. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right.
Good.
At the moment, I rest my case, and let others talk to theirs, and maybe I'll have something a little later on. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Sandra? Yes,
welcome.
Sandra. Thank you. Thank you. I have one question that has two parts. What I wish to ask is if you could tell me more about my true life work and about the timing of the money that is to help me to do it.
Let's address the work first. What is your question about that?
If you could expand on the guidance that I've received, probably more so affirming what I've received as guidance around my life work.
you are going to be documenting for those who follow, correct?
This is some part I've been guided. I am to help others with healing around money. And so the past 7 years, I have been documenting my course and work with that. And then I will share that.
Please do.
Okay. And there is another part that has to do with education, specifically with the schools, the greater school system of the Americas, for the United States.
Okay, let's look at that. Do you really think that that system is savable?
No.
So then why would you choose that as a venue?
I would like to be an instrument for changing it.
Oh, you want to take on the big task, I see. Well, okay, I will support you in that if that's what you want to do.
I just wish to know and affirm if some more details around that, any messages that you receive about that.
Since that is your goal, I suggest that you start at the top.
Okay.
Start to change there and it will trickle down.
Right. My guidance was to work with state representatives and to see about policy that can be changed.
You can start even higher than that, dear.
Okay.
So please do.
Okay. And do you see the timing of the money that is to help me to do all of this?
That timing. Early fall.
Early fall?
Yes.
Okay. That answers my questions.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chandra. Okay. Glad you came on the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes? Thank you so much. Okay. Let me ask a couple of questions. There was an email today about a okay, we'll get back to this. Thomas, you're back.
Just got knocked off the call for some reason. I was hoping that you would have some questions or others. I may have one later on listening to you all.
Okay, come back if you choose, okay?
Yeah, will I still be on the call?
We're on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Cindy, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Okay.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you for being here tonight. The business council, where all these CEOs resigned, and Trump disbanded these two councils, but he's still mad at the CEOs. So for me, it's like, isn't it a good thing these two councils disbanded? And why is Trump upset?
The first question, is it a good thing the council's disbanded?
Yes.
Yes, they no longer serve.
Okay. So why is supposedly Trump upset that these CEOs said they didn't want to do it anymore?
He saw those councils as a way to implement changes that he wants.
Oh, okay. So has he been advised there's other avenues to do this?
He hasn't really been available for that information.
Ah, okay. And then there's a new cabinet secretary by the name of Rick Perry. Is he a good guy or a mixed bag?
Good guy.
He's a good guy, yes. Okay, David Wilcox, about 2-3 weeks ago, his brakes were tampered with. Was this the cabal?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. And then also, his website has been hacked again. So I will say it's the cabal again. Will they catch the person who did this?
Was the question, will they find the person who did this?
Yes.
The person who did this is such a low-level operative that it's really not important.
Oh, does he understand what he's doing?
He's following orders, dear.
Okay, so he's doing it for the money.
No, he's doing it because he thinks he's doing good.
Oh, okay. And then Forbes magazine, they found out that this person had lied on all these articles that he had been writing, and had been Forbes magazine found out about it and removed all of this man's articles that they had published. Is Forbes magazine waking up to the bad guys?
You speak of it as though it's a whole, but it's actually pieces, and some pieces are and some aren't.
Okay. So will it be like the middle of 2018 where, like, the magazine is cleaned up?
Mid to late.
Okay. And then on a personal question, the wonderful new cat that has come into my life, is he ever going to like me?
in his words, if you wise up and treat him the way he's supposed to be treated.
And how is that?
Well, Hello?
Okay. Oh, Cindy, I keep losing you. Yes, I keep losing you. All of a sudden, I didn't hear you anymore. So, what can I do?
Melchizedek said to Henri as royalty, and then he'll warm up to you.
But how do I do that?
Salmon.
Whatever he wants.
Well, I leave the door, both doors open for him to come inside. And he comes and goes, but if I'm in the house, he won't come in.
Yeah, well, you can change that.
And how?
Spending time with him.
Well, I made him stay in the house for a half an hour, and he is so mad at me. He just gives me the evil eye.
You have to spend time with him.
All right. He's sort of a feral cat, and it's sort of hard to do. So I'll keep talking to him and see what happens then. Okay, that's all the questions I have for now.
Well, bless you, dear one.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy?
Yes?
Get him a fluffy bed and hand feed him salmon.
He won't come near me.
Okay, well, get something fancy like that and make it for him and make a fancy soft bed and pamper him and treat him, you know, special. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'll see what can happen. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, Sue, welcome. Are you there? Sue, are you there? Okay. We have the honor of Melchizedek's presence today. And so I'm going to continue my question about the London banker. Or Sue, are you there? No. Okay. Who supposedly committed suicide or whatever. It was reported he was running down the hall with some bad words or whatever. Can you give us any information on what actually happened?
Well, the reports were made after the fact, and the fact was he had some assistance, shall we say.
Yes. Okay, meaning it was actually a murder, not a suicide?
Correct.
Was he being chased down the hall and nobody saw the other person? Or he was going to be killed and so he jumped instead? Or something like that?
He was thrown, darling.
He was thrown. Okay, he was thrown and nobody actually saw it. Who's actually reporting it?
Nobody saw it who talked.
Okay. Won't talk because they're afraid for their lives.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So was this person had some key information that they didn't want out?
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. Key info. All right. Very sad. Okay. Can you give us the real truth about what happened in Charlottesville?
Real truth. Is that the poor person driving that was harassed and scared simply turned the wrong direction.
Oh, okay. Turned the wrong direction, so ended up in the middle of the mess, which was not her plan. A woman
And felt really threatened.
Okay. And was this whole thing pretty much engineered by the firm's organization or something like that?
That's ultimately where it came from. There was a path getting there, but yes.
Okay. And it's strictly anti-Trump to try. Is this another trial to make problems for him? Is that basically the issue?
He won't play ball, so they want him out.
No, he won't play ball, will he? I'm proud of him for not playing ball. This is awesome. Okay. He has to stand up. Nobody else will, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. How is Trump actually holding up? And the people who are leaving, or he's firing, or whatever. Yes. Okay. Hey, Carol. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Good evening. I got a personal question. I'm having, I've always had a lot of spasms in my muscles, and it seems to be caused by my nerves. Can you comment on that, and is there anything I can do to help the healing process? Thank you.
Yes, there are herbs that you can take to calm your nerves. I would recommend that you find those and take them.
Okay. I'd have to take them for a good long while, it seems. I've taken some and it doesn't seem to help, but maybe I'm not taking them long enough.
There are better ones to take.
And how do I find those?
Look. Search.
Well, I don't have a computer, so I can't research anything, so it's a little difficult for me.
Well, you're going to have to get somebody to do that then.
Okay. All right, I'll see what happens. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Am I actually healing? Can you tell me that?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Oh, you're funny. Okay, thank you. Namaste.
Bye.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
All right, take care.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, let's see. Was I in the middle of a question? We covered how Trump is doing and holding up and cleaning out people that he thought he could bring on board to actually buy into his program?
Yes, well, you see, one of his concerns about being president was that there would be those who would look at him and say, well, he never gave, the establishment a chance. They can no longer say that, can they?
No, they can't say that at all. The establishment is exactly what he is to bring down, but he's given them a chance.
Indeed.
Okay. And there was value in his appointing billionaires because they can't be bribed. So that's an advantage.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. But if they can't move into his mindset about America first, people first, then best to bye-bye?
Yes. Well, you see, regardless of the outcome, no one can say to him, you didn't give the establishment a chance.
True. That's absolutely true. Okay. So the establishment people there are basically shooting themselves in the foot.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I understand from one of the videos that Michael Flynn has an extensive pedophile list, an actual list of names in Washington, D.C.
That he does. And there are lots of people who aren't sleeping well.
I like that. Okay. Because they don't know what's going to happen for sure, right?
They don't know when the axe is going to drop.
Yes, or the other shoe to fall, or however you want to say it.
However.
Yeah, okay. All right, but they know they're in deep trouble, right?
They do.
Okay. All right, very good. Is it a pretty extensive list, like, say, 100 or 1,000, or is there some amount you can give?
Amount I can give?
Uh-huh.
It is greater than 9,000.
Oh, just in Washington, D.C., pretty much? Oh.
Yes,
oh. Washington, D.C. isn't that big, but it's got a lot of people in it. That is huge. Over 9,000?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, no wonder it's a swamp, as we've affectionately called it. All right. What's happening with North Korea?
Well, North Korea is being used as a pawn by the cabal in their hopes that they can still yet initiate World War III. It ain't going to happen.
Right. Right. We know there's to be no war. And
right.
If they, no matter what they do, the Galactics will stop it, or it'll never even get started off the ground for 1 second. So it's just a whole operation to for the cabal, because the cabal is very desperate now. They're out of money, and North Korea does have some stash of money, do they not?
They do indeed. Yes.
Yes. So that would be another reason for the cabal to try to work with North Korea and influence them to get them installed, shall we say.
Yes. Although the money is secondary to starting a war.
So even though they're almost out of money or out of money, the war comes first because that's their only hope.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. There was a very interesting article about hepatitis C and the U.S. treatment for it, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't, for 84,000. The same thing can come from India for 1,500 roughly, or 2,000, 1,000, whatever. This person spent 1,500 and took care of their hep C in 3 months. Is this true stuff?
Yes, it is. It is so.
Okay.
You know, what people can use to heal themselves needs to be divorced from the medical establishment.
Yes. In the U.S. Yes. Well, everywhere, but it's worse here than any place else.
Correct.
Yes, I have said for years that we have the best emergency and trauma care on the planet and the worst maintenance care on the planet of any major country, even middle country.
Yes.
So that is true. Okay. Okay. My friend in Washington sent out an email, and I saw it was also on Era of Light, about the return of Avalon at this eclipse that's coming up on Monday. Can you speak to this?
It is so. It will be in the etheric, not in the 3D, but it will be with you.
So the energy of the etheric presence will be of great help to humanity and the planet, even though it can't be seen in 3D, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. And so the etheric is reported to be in the area of Ireland, Greenland, Iceland, etc., but in the etheric, but that would be in the ether in that physical area, right?
Right.
Okay. Is there a specific purpose, the return of Avalon at this time?
As a blueprint for humanity.
Oh, okay. So this is something that will simply help humanity without there necessarily being able to see it, of course, because it won't be in 3D. So people need to know that they can learn from this, grow from this, get information. What?
There are, at this point in time, many people who can see the etheric, and there will be more as time goes by.
Oh. Yeah, good. Okay, I need to work on that. Is that something one works on?
Something one chooses, dear. You know that.
Okay. Yes, I know things. All things are chosen, right?
Right.
All things are chosen. Yes, okay. So
even harmonious relationships.
You've been talking to Merlin.
Yeah. I have.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're nailed.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that makes total sense. All things are chosen. So one can choose to have the intent in the area, right?
Correct.
To see the etheric and then okay, feel the etheric. Now, because there's no time or space, some say in California or Hawaii or India or anywhere could feel and maybe see in the etheric the return of Avalon, even though they're not anywhere close to that location.
How'd you guess?
Okay. All right, that's good. That's good, that's good, that's good. What's going on with Robert Mueller?
Well, he doesn't like his position. He doesn't like that he's losing. So I would have to say that he's an unhappy individual.
Okay, I have not kept up with the specific events around Mueller. What has he been trying to do? What's been his job? What's he been trying to do? And has he just totally blown it?
He has been working for those people who want trust out. And he's been called on it.
Okay. Okay, so the people he's been working for are not happy, right?
Nobody's
happy. Okay. No one happy. And he's not happy. Trump's not happy about what's been happening with Robert.
Well, actually, Trump is happy that he's being forced down.
Well, okay, but wasn't he counting on Mueller to do something of value, or did he know from the beginning that this was not
good? He wasn't.
Oh, Trump was aware. Okay. Okay. Okay, I did not read the email from one of the girls by the Oki Oilman surfacing again. Now, I'm amazed that he surfaced because
7 years ago, he was saying that the revaluation of currencies, the leveling of the playing field globally, and so forth was imminent. And it was imminent daily for like 2 years. And then he kind of dropped out of sight. I know he had some illness problems. Why is he back?
Like the limelight.
Oh, that's true.
That's why he's back. Yeah.
That's the only reason? He's not there to tell the truth. He's not there to do any good. He's not there to do anything but just, dance around the stage,
that's
right?
That's it.
Yeah. Does he really care about anything else?
Not exactly.
Okay. All right. Like dancing. Okay. I heard a noise maybe someone had made. Do we have a caller that I haven't recognized? Is there someone on the line?
I am. This is Thomas.
Hello? Thomas?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question about the eclipse.
Okay, hold on.
I have a question about... Okay.
Shoot.
Okay.
What is your question?
My question has to do with the significance of the eclipse in terms of actual physical events occurring around the eclipse that we should be aware of here on Earth.
This is a possibility for everyone on the planet to let go of the old and throw their arms open for the new.
Ah. So in a sense, is it kind of a cleansing too? For us to be aware of?
In a sense it is. But really it's a transformation, if you will.
Ah, yes, yes, okay. I understand. And specifically, what should people be doing in order to do the transformation? Specifically.
You didn't just ask me that question, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think
okay. Okay, got it.
Because I didn't think you wanted me to say on air that I recommended that everybody be making love.
Yeah, good. Yes.
Yes.
Why watch the eclipse? Make love.
That's it.
Okay. Obviously, I'm right on spot. And no pun
That's
intended.
It.
Okay. All right. So many people are actually going to places where there will be 100%, and I'm wondering, that's fine if they choose to do that. I don't find myself feeling a necessity to do that. If people are not going to go, they too should be searching themselves for some transformation as well. Am I correct? I mean, it's like rhetorical questions for me tonight.
No. Not searching themselves for, choosing.
Choosing. Yeah. Thank you for that key word. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. Yes, wishing to be etheric, to see the etheric, it's choosing to do that. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Hey, you're most welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Tom.
adding a bit of levity. This is lovely. Okay. Cindy, welcome. Cindy, you there?
Hi. To add on to Mary's topic, his name is Peter Flynn, if I remember correctly, that has the list of 9,000 people, pedophiles, etc. Are you able to give a ballpark estimate of when he's going to release that?
Was that a when question?
Yes, when.
That hasn't been determined as of yet.
Okay, so once he releases this, will that be what will snowball real quickly to give us our new government?
There are many things that are going to be giving you your new government.
Correct. And this is one of the key points that he has?
Yes, this is a piece that he's going to be playing his role with.
Okay, and has he been smart enough to make numerous copies of it? So if anything happens to him, there's still copies out there that can be released?
Indeed, he has.
And is he very protected by the Galactics and such?
He is indeed.
Okay. And then maybe it's due to they cannot interfere. Is there like beings like Saint Germain and such, are they able to sit down with Trump and say, okay, this is a bad guy, this is a good guy, she's a good girl, he's a bad guy? Are they able to do that with, you understand what I'm trying to ask, without any repercussions?
That's not exactly the type of information they give him, but he is being guided by forces of the light.
So he's like getting an inkling that this is a bad person. Is that how he, like all of a sudden he feels, no, this is a bad person, I don't want them around? Is that what you're alluding to?
Let's put it this way. He has meetings with Pleiadians and other beings of advanced races that are supporting your planet and your humanity.
And he actually sees them face to face and understands that he's meeting them?
Oh, he knows extremely well. They've been
cool.
With him.
Okay. Okay. I do not remember if this happened last night or the day before. I was in my room on the computer, and all of a sudden I heard like this soft, sweet, tinkling sound, sort of like beautiful wind chimes. And I got up and I said to my roommate, do you hear that? She goes, no, because she was doing something else. I said, come here. So I followed the sound into her room. Could you tell, because she's listening too, could you tell us what that was?
Yes. That was your angel.
My angel. And
yes, sure.
Can you tell, what were they trying to tell me?
That they're helping you, they're present, they're with you.
Okay. Well, it was a beautiful sound.
You keep telling the universe that you're alone. You're no such thing.
Okay. I understand then. Okay, well, and does Henri like the little can of tuna fish she just got that I kept bowing down and giving to him? Did he like that? He just ate it.
He does indeed.
So did that make him feel more kingly royalty the way I was giving it to him?
Indeed.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, it's been an interesting experience for him and me. So, well, thank you very much. Namaste.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. By the way, our cats do not eat cat food. They eat canned salmon or fresh wild salmon, no Atlantic, of course. Chicken, buy chicken breasts at Costco, and the host cooks them and cuts them up. Tuna out of a can, regular people tuna. Oh, and Jazz loves mayonnaise. Oh, my gosh. And little bits of really high-quality cheese as a treat. They're treated like royalty, and you may need to do that with Henri. Okay? So, I'm not sure Cindy's still there. But anyway, yes, our cats are quite spoiled. But we also, and this would be for everybody who has an animal, we also give them mineral drops. There's Hawaiian minerals that are wonderful. They come from way deep off the ocean, off of the Big Island, the South End, that a company here that does, and they're wonderful minerals. And also some Oceans Alive krill, plankton, good stuff that is very high quality. So they get a lot of nutrition. And I like having them be that healthy. Anyway, we are almost out of time. And Melchizedek, is there some last word you would like to share with our listeners? We're so appreciative of you being here today. We're very grateful. And what would be your final word?
You, every last one of you listening, are part of the solution. Feel into that and see what you need to be doing to help it. Please.
Well, that's a beautiful idea. Yes, it's always better to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Okay. Very, very good. So this is asking each individual to look at their own circumstance, whatever their life, and what is the highest and best they can do to bring about the new goodies that we want and have the courage to do that, yes?
Yes. Step up. Do what's needed.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so very much, Melchizedek, for being here. We're very grateful, and this has been fun.
Namaste.
Namaste.